It's been nearly 2 years since Washington voters overwhelmingly passed Initiative 594, requiring background checks for person-to-person gun sales. Now comes what appears to be the first prosecution under that law, in a case that resulted in murder. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins broke the story Monday in collaboration with King 5 News.
The case involves a former Whidbey Island resident who's charged with illegally transferring a .22 caliber pistol to an acquaintance in November of last year. The following day, that gun was allegedly used in the murder of a 17-year-old in a dispute over an impounded car. 25-year-old Mark Mercado is charged with one count of unlawful transfer of a firearm under Washington's 2014 voter-approved law. He was not involved in the murder, and police say the gun was never recovered. They believe it's in the ocean. An illegal sale or transfer of a gun in Washington is a gross misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. Opponents of I-594 have criticized the law as unenforceable and unconstitutional. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.